Check 1 2 1 2. Hey, 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 hey.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, man, I hear you very well. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I gotta put it on speaker. Is that fine on your end?
We'll see.
If you can hear me, then you should be fine, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, just don't wander too far away from it. Hang on just a second. I gotta shut the door of my studio here and shut down this air conditioner. It's been running like a scalded dog this afternoon.
Oh, I know. I hear you.
I'll be right back.
I wasn't ready for the heat.
No. I'm doing this at the house in the my office slash man cave slash studio is the former garage of this house that I bought a couple of years ago.
Oh, sweet.
And they finished it, so it's a nice big space, but the furnace and the washing machine and the water heater and all kinds of noisy stuff's back here in the corner of the property with it, you know.
Yeah.
So but anyway, oh shit. Hang on. I didn't know she was in here. Oh my God, she's the loudest cat in the world. If she wasn't, I would have let her stay in here, but she is.
I've got one that just started meowing out of nowhere, like constantly.
Oh, dude, she's really weird. We got her at the shelter. It's like me and my mom, you know, she's elderly. She wanted pet to have around the house. And, you know, we're against the declawing, but we didn't really want claws in the house. You know what I mean? So we got a shelter cat that had already been declawed. And they're like, yeah, she's very talkative. And, man, she just... I mean, just whole ass sentences of just random cat noises. It's like, what are you even trying to do? There's actually a website, a subreddit called Cats Who Yell, and she's got me a bunch of fake internet points when I post videos on there of her just hollering, just like demanding. It's awful. Okay, so I'm going to pull up the flyer here. For sure. And now, obviously, you know, on the show tomorrow, I'll play some of the big timer headliners you have on the thing. You know, I'm not going to have time to get into the whole lineup, and plus I wouldn't have music from every last one of those artists. But basically, man, I mean, we're not, you know, I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel or cure cancer or nothing over here. Just give you a chance just to tell us about it. And I'm not, I mean, we're not officially in it yet. I'm just setting you up here. So now, do you work for JB Electric or what's your involvement?
I'm on the fair board.
Okay. You're on the fair board.
Yeah.
Got it. All right.
I'm a former president of the JCs, which is another part of the fair board. It's the charity part of it.
Right, right. Yeah, no, I'm familiar. All right, so you are still not 40 then?
We actually got rid of that rule.
Oh, is that right? I had a girlfriend years and years ago that when I lived in Bardstown, she got real involved with the JCs and was telling me about that.
We got rid of that rule because we were dwindling in members, and all the people that did all the work were turning 40.
Uh-huh.
So we were like, well, there goes that rule. Okay. So we need you around. So.
Okay. All right. I got you. All right. That you know what? That's news to me, dude. So
you're welcome to come out and see what it's all about.
Yeah, I'm just saying that is news to me, and we ought to make sure we get that as part of our conversation here. You know what I mean? Because that's trying to find the actual flyer. Okay, here's the JB site. All right, here we are. Josephine's Kiss Kiss Bang Fat Box. All right. Okay, I haven't put the rest of the show together yet, so I'll record some sort of bookends tomorrow, if you know what I mean. So okay. I'm not entirely sure what song I'm coming out of or going into in the show's final form. So I'll just start off dry, and I'll fix the other end at some point. Am I too loud or any weirdness like that or anything? Or
no, everything seems good on my end.
Okay, good deal. All right, you too. All right, so we'll do about 5 minutes here and we can get on with it. Let me ask you before I ask you, how's the camping going? Is there still camping available?
Yes, camping is going to be available for $25 a okay. spot. That's basically our load.
Well, I mean, I saw it on the flyer, but I didn't want to ask about it, and then you'd be like, nope, we're sold out. You know, or something like that. Yeah. So I just want to make sure I don't put any stumbling blocks in front of you or put you on the spot on any of this stuff. You know what I mean?
Just for your notes, if you're looking at the flyer that has all the times on it.
I am not. I'm looking at the flyer on the JB website.
Okay. The only difference is I got Trey playing at 1, Trey Farley.
Yeah.
And Claire Cunningham playing at 4. That's the only.
Right. Well, ordinarily, I wouldn't get into all these specifics because it's just going to kind of go in one ear and out the other. You know, we'll just keep driving people to where to see the flyer, I guess, would be a better option. You know, I'm not going to just read all that off and then expect somebody to remember, you know, 2 days later. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Did
you get on JB's Electric actual website to find that
yes,
flyer?
Yes.
Can you shoot that to me real quick?
Or
just you say it, I guess, but it don't matter. Everything I've been telling people is just to go to our Soakie Fair Facebook or JB Electric Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, it's whatever is the most, beneficial to y'all and is going to be the easiest, you know, for people to find the info. It's basically the, okay. Here we go. That's just a screenshot off of my phone. So, that is what I'm looking at. So it is. Let's see, 13, 14. So that's Friday, Saturday, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I need to say tomorrow because this will air tomorrow, meaning Friday correct. Is tomorrow. Okay. All right. You just go by Jackson. I didn't want to screw any of that up either.
My real name's Joe.
Joe?
Yeah.
All right. Jackson, who is called Joe. Very good. Okay. Yeah. All right. Here we go. Turn these headphones down a little bit. 3, 2, 1. Local show brought to you by Kentucky Music Company and by The Grove in Glasgow on 98.3 The Edge. Visiting with Joe here from the JCs about the big Wired for Good. And I don't know what is festival the right word, Joe, because
Wired for Good Music Festival is what we're calling it.
All right, good deal. Because I was looking at the flyer and I'm like, man, there's so much going on. I don't know where to start.
Yeah, Wired for Good Extravaganza, you could also say.
Yes, Rock and Roll Kablamathon. How about that?
It is. You're correct.
But it benefits St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, who, of course, a lot of folks around here are really aware about St. Jude's and what they do through various promotions that go on. And JB Electric is putting this all together. But you're involved because you're with the JCs, and it's at the JCs Park there where the Soakie Fair is every year. So what do we need to know about Wired for Good going down this weekend?
Like you said, Wired for Good is 100%. All the proceeds go to St. Jude. So how it's going to work, we're not selling tickets. What we're doing is we're taking a $5 minimum donation at the gate. So obviously you can give what you want. It doesn't have to be $5. It could be five. It could be $5 million if you want to.
That'd be all right.
I guarantee the more you give, the better time you'll have. So keep that in mind when you step up to the gate to get your ticket. But like I said, everything we make goes straight to St. Jude.
Right on. So just to run down the list here, I mean, this is a ridiculous setup here. You got the Josephines and Kiss Kiss Bang and Fatbox. Like, I could stop there. And a whole lot of people would come out to this. But then you had on Leo the Rapper, Parker Hamilton, who's on the ups, Ariel on the High Wheels. Ricky Beaver's been seeing a lot of him lately. Claire Cunningham, Happiness Jones, Taylor Hughes, Andrea Goodman, Ego Death, Thomas Ostreicher. Did I say that right?
Yes, that is correct. A couple of these people, Thomas Ostreicher and Will Wright, they are kids coming up, and they're just trying to get their name out. And one of them is from way down south Kentucky, from where I'm from in Albany, and I wanted to give them a chance to play on a big stage in front of a lot of people, kind of, you know, get their name out there. And I think Bowling Green is all about local music, and one day they may be in Bowling Green. You may see their name at Tidballs. You may see them at Dublin's.
Absolutely. I make sure those kids know about me and the show, and keep in touch and all that, because you know, we're always all about promoting the next generation of things. And to that point, you know, this benefits St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. So you've got a mix of really, really big-time bands that by themselves would command a $10 or $15 ticket, much less as being part of this thing with the food and the art and prizes going on. I see the word helicopter rides here, Joe. What's that about?
That is correct. We will have not only helicopter rides, but free helicopter rides.
Hey!
So we're eager to see how that will mix with the sound and the music. And but from what I understand, you come out and you get in line, and they give you a 10-15 minute ride, and they come back, and it's all free. You're welcome again to give a tip. These guys are doing it out of the kindness of their hearts. So if you want to tip them or donate to St. Jude on their behalf, that will be fine too. But that will also be at the Wired for Good extravaganza.
All right. So, man, and we got Channel 40 behind this, and, of course, you guys with the JCs, JB Electric, putting on the whole thing. You mentioned the admission is a minimum $5 donation, but give what you can. But there is also some camping available. I mean, being honest with everybody, it is Wednesday evening as you and I are chit-chatting here, and this will air in about 25 hours or so. So hopefully by then you're close to sold out, but people need to know there's camping available for just $25 for the camping pass.
Yes, $25 lets you camp on site. So you can come in if you wanted to come in Thursday afternoon, that's fine. If you wanted to come in, the gates will officially be open Friday at 4:00. So you can come set up. I will be there all day. So if you pull up and you say, hey, I'm here to camp, I'll get you a spot.
Okay.
But each spot is $25, and how that works is that's per car. So you'll have your car, and you'll have about a 10 by 10 spot next to it. So if you and four buddies want to load up your tents and get in this car, and you get your spot, you set your tents all up right there next to the car, and that's your spot.
Okay.
So if you've got you and another buddy with another car, that's two spots.
Okay, so, I got you.
You're welcome to park next to each other, set up your camping space how you want, and space will be until we sell out. So,
and I'm going to go out on a limb here. This isn't hookups and stuff. It's just y'all have mapped out some space for people to pitch tents, basically.
Yes, that is correct. It's just your car and a tent, and we're not doing any RV. There's a few volunteers that will have their RV there, but we're keeping all the the regular camping, just tents and cars. So.
Right, but I mean, heck, somebody with a pickup truck with a topper and a cooler and maybe a change of clothes would be ready to go.
Yeah, that's one spot right there. You got your spot.
All right, good deal. All right, so think about camping for this thing. The weather is going to be pretty nice this weekend, maybe a little 30-40% chance of rain, but that's typical springtime around here, so we can't even really work that into the consideration here, because just the lineup alone, outside of all the other stuff, and the fact that it's a benefit for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Kind of ridiculous, Joe. How'd y'all pull this off?
Well, you throw out the St. Jude, and you find that a lot of people are willing to help, and that has been the case getting these bands together, getting them signed up. Everybody's like, I want to help. Can I get on the list? And I've gone through, and myself, I was a bar rat for 10 years. I lived on the square in Bowling Green, so I've gone to bars watching all these guys, you know, get it big from, you know, having Foo Fighters tribute bands to being Josephine's now.
Man.
Watching Kiss Kiss Bang grow up, you know.
Oh, yeah. No.
I've kind of gotten to know a lot of these people and their managers, and everybody was super excited just to get on the bill and help out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's been one of the highlights of my 16 or so years living around here is watching these guys, you know, like Kiss Kiss Bang. Like, you know, I've known Trevor and Crowder since they were teenagers. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's amazing, and not to mention those guys are the Josephines as well. And now they're all grown up. I mean, Murph got married and got a baby on the way, you know, in Fat Box. And it's like, we're all getting old. You said something about being a bar rat living on the square. And I was immediately taken back to like 2006 and the network of couches I had around Bowling Green. because I live in Glasgow.
I used to live above the Verity restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Years. Right on. All right. So there is going
it
to be
nothing.
A whole lot of good vibes at the Soke Fairgrounds there on Friday and Saturday, and camping again. And it's just it's all right there. I guess you can go to JB Electric's website or Facebook. You can go to, I guess, the JC's or the Fairgrounds Facebook as well for all this.
Yeah, you can go to Soke Fair Facebook, and we've been sharing the heck out of it, so you'll see flyers for it. If you go to JB Electric Facebook, he will actually have a link to where you can go ahead and get your spot for camping if you want to go ahead and reserve you one. Anything else on there is pretty self-explanatory. Like I said, just go to the Facebook pages and they'll have all the information you'll need. So,
okay, good deal. Joe from the JC's talking Wired for Good, the big festival going on Friday and Saturday at the Soke Fairgrounds. When I was running through the flyer and I stopped at Thomas Osterreicher to make sure I said it right, and you told me that he was a young fella and that Will Wright was a young fella, all that led to me skipping my old buddy Trey Farley. So let's play some Trey Farley.
Yeah, Trey's my good buddy too.
All right. Well, we're both guilty of leaving him off the list. So we will play some Trey Farley right now, recorded right here in our studios just a few months ago. Joe, thanks again. Best of luck for Wired for Good, JB Electric, and the Soke Fairgrounds and the JCs, and it's all going to a great cause, and we hope you pack the place, man.
All right, I appreciate it, man. We'll see you out there.